speaking to mature Christians, but this word is elementary. So it's like just to remind us, to refresh in us in his word. And I pray the word will be powerful and be good seed, a renewing seed in our hearts and minds, our lives, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Scripture says like the light, the day, and our light shines brighter and brighter and brighter until the perfect day. We have not reached perfection yet. I pray this word will make us to shine brighter in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to ask you, how do you speak with God? Or do you speak with God? Do you speak to God? Do you know how to speak to God? Well, I suppose before that, the question is, do you have a relationship with God? And if you have that relationship, how are you keeping that relationship? I think one of the ways we can do that is by speaking. Have you been born again? If you say yes, you have been born again, then you must speak to and hear from God. You have a relationship with God. If you are born again, you have a relationship with God. How are you keeping that relationship? How are you nourishing that relationship? In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, this is such a famous scripture, you don't have to turn your Bibles to it. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The Word, the Greek word is Logos. Was with God and was God. So Logos also embraces the concept of God's spoken message. It also embraces the divine communication to mankind, Logos. Logos was in the beginning, Logos was with God, and Logos was God. The Word. How do you speak to God? Speaking itself, one of the basic, requirements of speaking is words, isn't it? When you speak, you immediately you can't separate speaking from words. Communication, my brothers and sisters, is a two-way street. God speaks, we listen, and he hears. We speak, and God hears and acts. Amen?
Amen.
It's a two-way street. How do you speak to God? He speaks to us. He speaks to you. He speaks through the Word. He speaks through other people. He speaks like the word that we are sharing now. God speaks to us through these means, these mediums and these means. God speaks to you through the Bible. God speaks to you through words that whisper in your heart. And you speak to God. It's a two-way communication. God cannot just be speaking to you all the time and you don't speak back to him. Communication is a two-way street. We speak to God and God hears us and acts. He speaks to us, we hear him, and we act also. So that's why today I want to look at how do we speak with God? For communication to be effective, the message must be delivered, which means there has to be a receiver. Scripture says, "How can they hear if no one is sent?" So there has to be a receiver. Also, there has to be an accepted means of that communication. The language of communication has to be known. With God, we are certain that he hears us. We can be certain that he receives our message because he is God. He is omniscient. There is no language you speak that God does not understand. So the question is, do you understand the language God is using to speak to you? Well, something I learned in the uni part was that communication is not good, it's not effective. If I'm speaking to you in Yoruba and you don't know Yoruba, I'm wasting your time and my time. If you are speaking to me in Latin, I don't know Latin, you're wasting our times. Bible talks about speaking in tongues. Now, if you are speaking in tongues and people don't hear you, what use is that? So you can't be speaking in tongues to other people. You can speak in tongues to God, because God understands the language of tongues. So there has to be a receiver, and that receiver has to be able to translate or understand what you are communicating. And in computers, I know that's one of the things when you are sending message, all these text messages and everything we send, it's already geared so that when it arrives where it's supposed to arrive, there's the capacity to translate it. When you send a message, it's going in a kind of medium to where you are sending it. But when it lands on that other person's phone or laptop, it is immediately deciphered into what you can read or write. It doesn't come in ones and zeros. We know computer language is ones and zeros. That's on and off. But it doesn't land on your handset in ons and off, because you won't be able to understand it. So it automatically changes it to a language that you can understand. For communication to be effective, the message must be delivered in the means or in the method that is understood by the receiver. And we have this promise from God. When we speak to God, we have this promise from him. In Micah 7:7, this is one scripture that we hold on to here. Micah 7:7. "But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Since you are born again, it is obvious that this God referred to here is the God of your salvation. Jesus will hear you. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit will hear you when you speak. When you communicate with God, he will hear you. Jesus will hear you. The Holy Spirit will hear you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got even news for you. The devil will hear you, but he can't do nothing about it. But you're speaking to God. The devil will know you are speaking to God. He can start to quake in his feet because he knows God will hear you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
He knows God will rise on your behalf. For communication to be effective, a language is established or is agreed, and some protocols are kept. We communicate to a deaf person with sign language, right?
Yes.
An established sign language, because there are different sign languages, but it's established. So that deaf person seeing the signs is able to receive that those signs in a way that communicates what those signs are saying. So the words that are spoken by the speaker, the signer gives all the signs, and the deaf person converts the signs and understands exactly, hears what the speaker is speaking about. I can't understand it because I don't know sign languages. In another way, you cannot communicate with a blind person with sign language. So there are protocols for communication to be effective. And that is how it is between God and man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So how are you speaking to God these days? Today I want to talk about one of the preferred and, I dare say, best methods of speaking to God. I don't know if you guessed it. Prayer. Prayer. There is exclusive and effective communication dynamics with God in prayer. In Christ, with Christ, speaking to Christ, the telephone line is never busy. It's never engaged. It's never gone. It's never down. The distance is never too long. Distance does not exist in our communication with God. Look, here we are having a service today in a way that we probably couldn't think of 50 years ago. How much more God? People are there in Eastbourne. We're here in Kent, and we can communicate instantly. How much more God? The distance is irrelevant. It doesn't exist. No, you can't be too far that God will not hear you when you speak to Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We speak to God. We have to speak to God in truth. How do you speak to God? In truth. The Gospel of John says God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We speak with God in truth, with affection, passionate. We speak honestly. We bring our anger, our confusion, our exhaustion to Him, honestly, in truth. And we can see this in the Psalms, because Scripture says, God said, David is a man who is after my heart. And most of the Psalms were written by David. And if you read through the Psalms, you'll see these. Psalms of praise, when he was in confusion, when he was in joy, when he was feeling depressed, it's all there in the psalm. So you can find a psalm to fit your circumstance and use that psalm as a model to speak to God. Amen?
Amen.
In fact, you can just repeat the psalm to God. Tell Him exactly how you feel. God can handle your raw emotions. He can handle them better than any religious drama you want to put up. Tell him exactly how you feel. Speak to God exactly about how you feel. Use simple words, not complex words. Speak briefly. Jesus warned against repetitions. That some people, they think they're going to be hard because they prayed long or they keep on repeating words. Prayer is not about beating God down with too much vocabulary, too many words. Look, if a child is pulling at the father's sleeve, the father knows immediately that that child is pulling. The child doesn't have to keep pulling. Just one pull, he's aware of it. If the child keeps on pulling, it's probably because the dad doesn't have time yet or is ignoring and just seeks more attention. But God is not like that. You one pull and God knows your request. A whispered help. Thank you, a silent thank you. Before a meal, for example, God hears. Or if you're going for surgery, just, I trust you, Lord, before going in. God hears. You're speaking to God because this is coming out of your heart. It's coming from a place of truthfulness, affection, and passion. I trust you, Lord. Short arrows of prayers. They pierce the ceiling of heaven. Doesn't have to be long. Short, affectionate prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speak silently. Speak to God silently. Speech with God does not always have to be verbal. Sometimes the deepest prayer is simply sitting in His presence. Like a loved child resting his head on a parent's shoulder. Be still. You don't have to punctuate the silence with your request. Just be with Him. Jesus stated this clearly in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Matthew 6, 6. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Amen?
Amen.
And do not wait for the perfect posture or the perfect mood or the right place. Right now, where you are, the line is open. He's listening. Speak. God hears. His ears are always open, brothers, sisters. They're your home. They're your pain. They're your joy. Speak. His ears are always open. Prayer with fasting is effective and is a powerful language of communicating with God. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 20. and they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that the crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples said to him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." Some versions also have fasting. Prayer is a powerful tool. It's a powerful language of communication. Prayer with fasting is effective. It's a powerful way of speaking to God. How is your prayer life? I ask you today, how is your prayer life? How often do you go into your closet to speak with your Father in heaven? I just want to read out some scriptures to encourage you about speaking with God. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17. Pray without ceasing. Amen?
Amen.
Pray without ceasing. Psalm 145. Psalm 145, verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call on him. To all who call on him in truth. The Lord is near to all who call on him. To all who call on him in truth. It must be, no, a believer cannot do it. Because you cannot call of God in lies or in falsehood. Because he knows already. He knows the truth. So how can you come to God and call on him with falsehood? The Lord is near to those who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Jeremiah 29. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, from verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is near. The Lord is waiting to hear you speak to him. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7. This is very well known, but it's just good to read it again, just to refresh in our hearts and encourage our faith. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. So says the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Ask, and it will be given to you. In another passage, Jesus said, you lack because you do not ask. Ask, and it will be given to you. How do you ask? You speak. You speak to God. You talk to God. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek. You seek in prayer. You speak by talking. You talk to God. Knock, and it will be opened to you. How do you knock? You knock with your request. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus is promising it will be opened to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you keep on knocking and knocking and knocking, and perchance you die or something happens and the door is not open, whoa, when you get to heaven, you can always confront and say, look, I was knocking and you didn't open. Then he will have an answer for you. But you will know that you've knocked in belief and it will be open for you. Because that's what the Lord said. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Romans 8, verse 25. Romans 8, 25. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray as we ought to. But the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit himself, intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Sometimes that pain is too deep. You don't even know how to express it. And all you can do is just sit there in silence, or you're groaning. Now the Spirit in you is also groaning. Too deep for words, yet that is speaking to God, is communicating the emotions, the language of prayer. Hallelujah. Interceding in prayer, groaning in prayer, crying in prayer, the tears in prayer, or even the laughter in prayer. All these reach out to God. One more scripture for today is Psalm 91. Psalm 91, verse 15. And this is assuring us that he hears you, is me, is whosoever. And this is God himself saying, when he calls to me, I will answer him. Amen? I will be with him or her in trouble. I will rescue him or her and honor him or her. I know your Bible probably has him, but I'm just saying that the him is not just for male, it's also for female. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. I will be with her in trouble. I will answer her. I will rescue her and honor her. For the collective, I will answer them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Our God will answer us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.